From Minnesota Native News, this is your COVID-19 Daily Update.
Bonjour, I'm Cole Primo. Here's your Daily Update. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz convened the fifth special session of the year where he extended the state's COVID-19 peacetime emergency. According to Walz, the 30-day extension into November is needed to ensure the state can continue to react quickly and effectively to the pandemic. Walz says the COVID-19 virus is unpredictable and continues to devastate Minnesota's communities as well as the nation's. He said, quote, "This emergency is not over," unquote. Senate Republicans have opposed the governor's emergency powers and have called for an end to the state of emergency. But the DFL-controlled House continues to uphold the emergency. It's the seventh extension of the order since March. In other news, a new survey of Minnesota teachers finds that nearly 30% of educators are thinking about quitting or retiring due to the stress, workload, and risks caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The survey was conducted by the teachers' union, Education Minnesota. Nearly 10,000 teachers and administrators responded. According to the union, a majority of educators reported being stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, and worried about their mental health. Additionally, the Teachers Retirement Association of Minnesota says applications for retirement benefits increased by 35% in August and September of this year compared to the same time last year. The teachers' union is calling for districts to adapt and adjust in light of these responses, including removing unnecessary tasks from educators' plates and abandoning plans that ask for a single teacher to manage half a class online and half of an in-person class at the same time. I'm Cole Primo.
This Minnesota Native News COVID-19 Daily Update is supported by the Minnesota Department of Health. Go online to mnnativenews.org to find more COVID-19 stories and information from Minnesota Native News.